This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. And today's episode is being brought to you by Built. About 40% of Americans rent where they live. They don't own their home. They don't own their apartment. They rent. They pay rent. Now, if you haven't heard of Built and you're one of those almost 40% of Americans, you are about to thank me. You could be earning points on rent when you pay your rent through Built, and you don't even have to check with your landlord to get started. There's no cost to join Built, and as a member, you'll earn valuable points on rent and on your everyday spending. Built points can be transferred to your favorite hotels and airlines, and even the ones you haven't heard of. There are over 500 airlines and 700,000 hotels and properties around the world you can redeem your Built points towards. Points can also be redeemed towards a future rent payment and unique experiences that only Built members can access. So if you're not earning points on rent, my question is, why not? Start earning points on rent you're already paying by going to joinbuilt.com/Rob. That's joinbuilt.com/Rob. Make sure to use the URL so they'll know we sent you. joinbuilt.com/Rob. To start earning points on your rent payments today, right. See inside of this country.
Now, the love of ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to speak to you guys. If you are brand new to this channel and you haven't been here before, I want you guys to have an idea of what it is that you're getting behind. And I want you to consider right now clicking the subscribe button. And the nice thing is, when you subscribe to this channel, number one, it's free. And I would encourage you to become a true supporter. And I want to give a shout out to everybody in this amazing community for bringing attention to Ethan and his family. You guys were able to do that, and it was a great thing. And as a matter of fact, this actually went up on Stinchfield last night. I'm going to play the segment on the show that I want all of you guys to be proud of. Before we get into why Iran, Israel, the United States, and everybody might be going to war, I want to give you guys praise, and I want to show everybody that's brand new over here to the channel what it is that you're getting for the value of simply clicking the subscribe button and following this channel and clicking in here to these lives every single time that we jump in. You guys, check this out. Y'all, we did it.
Welcome back, everyone. So the Supreme Court let me down, let America down today when Amy Coney Barrett joined the liberal justices and sided with a lower court judge who says that the Trump administration, the federal...
I'm sorry. I'm so silly. I was on the wrong timestamp. It starts at 2:45. So let me just get you guys to the relevant part that you care about. Give me a sec here. I can't believe I got off on that. Here you go. Get ready.
In all of this. All right. On another front, an update to a story we first told you about here. A Marine who leaves the United States Marines at his own free will ends up going overseas to help train Ukrainian forces, see how bad the Ukrainians are getting beat by Russia. He decides to join them on the fight on the front lines, ultimately killed, his body taken by Russia. Russia returned his body back to the United States after it was identified with DNA. The American hero's name is Ethan Hurtwerk, and Ethan's body was returned. Now, you may remember our good friend, Matt Tardio, an Army Green Beret, raised the money, thanks to all of you who stepped up in a big way to raise the $20,000 to bring Ethan's body home. Well, what you're looking at is the body of Ethan coming back to the United States, finally back on U.S. soil. This is Matt Tardio talking about it.
I want to let you guys know what's currently up on your screen. I want you guys to be so dang proud of this. I want you to be so proud of this. That guy right there, that sergeant, that's the one who ended up calling me, letting me know what was going down. He's the one that helped me coordinate everything on the ground. That's his plane arriving. You guys, 100%, this is what you did.
I was lost, but now...
we should all salute that American Marine who has now returned ultimately to go to his final resting place. Ethan Hurtwork, God bless you and your soul and your family. Matt Tardio, great job.
We don't need to listen to the praise part about that, right? But the important part is that Ethan's story actually ended up getting told, and you guys helped to make that happen, and Grant Stinchfield helped to make it happen. Now, here's why that's actually important for you guys to understand. This channel's name is Speak the Truth, right? That's what we do. Grant himself, he's not a big fan of the war. If you guys didn't know this, like, he's not a fan of the war in Ukraine. He's not a fan of funding it, to the best of my knowledge. He's not. But what he did was he looked at it and he said, this is a situation that's messed up and we are going to step in and we are going to help. When I sent Grant a text and I said, hey, brother, this is going on. Would you be willing to help? And he said, absolutely. How's tomorrow? He's like, I will give you a time slot tomorrow. That's the reputation that we have on this channel. It wasn't even a question. He didn't have to do his due diligence. He didn't have to do research. He knew that I was going to come in because that's the type of human being I am. And that is the community that we have built over here, that we're able to just do that right away and get that level of support from these guys. And so I was able to go on a show and do that. So if you're brand new to this channel, guys, I'd ask you to go ahead and click that subscribe button if you haven't done it yet, because it's actually really important. And not just to me, but for a lot of people like around the world, the different good things that we do, right? And here's the other reason, right? Like, I am going to start making sure that we align with good human beings. And I want to show you guys this, okay? I want to put this up on the screen. You guys remember this guy, right? Now, Natalie Winters from Real America's Voice has caught a lot of crap. She has. She's caught a lot of trash, if I remember correct, for how she was dressing at the White House. People didn't like it. When was the last time you saw some stuff like this? I had no idea that this kid was actually, like, I know he met with Trump. I know he shook his hands. I know he did all of those things. And people know this story by now after watching the speech from the other night. I had no idea the guy was walking around like this kid was walking around over there. Did you? I didn't. But these are the people that I want to be aligned with, people that are open to opposing points of view and doing what's right regardless and being able to have those dang discussions on it. And guess what? I also talked to Grant again this morning. I'm going to go back on his show and we're going to be talking about Hamas and we're going to be spitting some truth. You see, it is possible for people with opposing points of view to agree on other things and come together for a common good. That's just how the world ought to work. The dude came in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. I really appreciate you, the dude. But in addition to the dude, we also had Salty Stew coming in and gifting out 5. That's just absolutely amazing. CR says, good to see we still do have good people doing good things. This community came along so far, and it's something to be a great part of. You're dang right.
Such an honor to have met you.
Hold up, I got one more thing to say.
What? He has one more thing to say. I won't interrupt you.
If you're a Democrat and you're being mean to President Trump, I'm on your bumper.
Such an honor to have met you.
Hold up, I got one more thing to say.
What? He has one more thing to say. I won't interrupt you.
If you're a Democrat and you're being mean to President Trump, I'm on your bumper.
Dude, I did. I honestly didn't even watch that clip. I had no idea the kid actually said that. That's just a big surprise to me, as it is to you. Texas Actual coming in, gifting out 5-0 Speak the Truth membership. So if you're brand new to this channel, ladies and gentlemen, Texas just did you a favor. Get your butt over into the Discord. Get a hold of the Discord link. I'd ask a mod to make sure that they get over there and they get a hold of that Discord link so that they can get it. Benjamin Franson coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this is a lovely community to be a part of, and I'm so happy for you guys. I apologize for a late stream this morning. It has been a little bit hectic in my life, but I want you guys to know that I haven't forgot about you. Did a members-only stream yesterday for you guys, and some really amazing stuff came out of that members-only stream. Go join the community, be a part of it. It is just absolutely nuts. Bill Hoekstra coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Love it to death. Now, this just came out today as well. Allegedly, according to the New York Times, the CIA has begun dismissing recently hired officers in response to government-wide reductions ordered by the Trump administration. Con, you son of a gun. Con. You butthead. Con came in gifting out 50 Speak the Truth memberships as well. Con, you bat, you... Ugh. Con. I told you when I get to LA, I'm getting you a drink, dude. I will be there in a couple days. Stop doing that. Now I have to get you drinks with your own money. You freaking sucker, man. You outsmarted me. The dude coming in gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships as well. Kenny Kressler coming in, gifted out 5 Speak the Truth memberships as well. Con, you bested me. You freaking nut job, man. Oh, oh, buddy. Oh, bro. Oh. Oh, that's good for the soul, though. That makes me smile today, man. I really appreciate that. You smart dude, man. I get it, dude. Anyways, listen. So when it comes down to all the government employees being dismissed, Con, you freaking nut job, man. When it comes down to all the government employees being dismissed, I think it was like a week and a half, two weeks ago. I couldn't sleep at night. I wanted to go for a walk. And then I went for a walk, and one of you guys actually reached out to me. And when I was on that walk, I was actually listening to a recorded message from one of you guys who's actually going to be in town next week. And he's going to be hanging out with me for the entire week. I love you guys to death, man. You guys are freaking amazing. But I decided I wanted to go sit down and have a drink at this nice bar, right? I wanted a really nice smoked old fashioned. And I'm going to land the plane. Don't worry about it. There was one open seat at the bar. And there was two women who were clearly married on the right side of the open chair. And then there was an open chair. And then there was a woman who was clearly not married, who looked rather extremely not my type. So I figure this is a safe place. No, this is not a Matt did that story. That's not what I do, man. It's not. I actually set my standards really high for if I'm going to be with somebody, this is what I'm going to do. And those standards are very high, and I'm not going to bend on those standards one tiny bit at all. I feel like what we are doing over here is way too important for me to get tied up with women who aren't worth my time, period. That's just how it is. There's a Bible sitting behind me for a reason, and there is things that I do in my life that I enjoy, right? And right now, what I feel is my job is to make sure that we are speaking accurate information, that we are speaking the truth, that we're putting out seriously accurate information. And so what I discovered when I sat there is I sat down and I ordered a smoke old fashioned. I sit down, the guy comes over, he makes me like this really, I just wanted one really nice drink. It was just one of those things like, hey, I'm out, I need to treat myself. That's how that's going to be. And this lady, the single one that I definitely am not interested in, physically or just, you can just tell sometimes with people that you don't get along. She started talking to me. She goes, you know, she eventually gets into this. She finally opens up and she's like, hey man, like, where are you from? Like, do you come here a lot? Like, whatever. And she wants to talk to me. And I try to blow her off a little bit, but she doesn't let me. Well, the whole point of the story is she works in the medical field. The whole point of the story is she works in the medical field. And she's a scientist at a university hospital. And she started complaining about all of the government layoffs and all of the government layoffs that are happening. Yeah, you never judge a book by its cover, right? So she starts talking about this. That's why I opened up to a conversation. Yes, I will share it with the members only section, Texas. Thank you. As soon as I get a long video up, I will do my best to get over there and share that. This is an important story, though. So she starts complaining about all of the government layoffs and stuff. She's an immigrant. She's came to America legally. She is a U.S. citizen, on and on and on. And so as I'm listening to her talk, I'm like, okay, so we have an insider here that's in the medical field that is worried about government layoffs. No, I'm not getting near Wu-Tang, you guys. Y'all need to get your minds out of the gutter. If that's what you guys think, you don't know me. I'm sorry. If that's what you guys think, you definitely don't know me. I've got better things to do with my time. John Wilson coming in, gifting out 50 Speak the Truth memberships. What's up with you guys today, man, and this generosity? And so my mind immediately goes to, well, maybe I should get her on the channel. Because if she's an insider, she has an opposing point of view. Maybe I need to get this person on the channel. Maybe I need to get this person to come in for an interview. Maybe I need to bring her in and so on and so forth, right? Like, maybe that's what I need to do. We weren't able to get that far. Because what ended up happening next was she started complaining about illegal immigration and saying that it's America's fault that it was happening and that it's not illegals that are out committing crimes. It's not illegals that are doing this. It's not illegals that are doing that, and on and on and on. And she was like, illegals aren't committing violent crimes. And I was like, where do you get that information from? First, she was complaining about the government layoffs, right? And I was like, well, all these doctors are being laid off. And she's like, yeah, they're all DEI hires, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, that's really interesting. I was like, I didn't know that. I was like, can you tell me something though? Has anybody died as a result of this? Because if somebody died, that definitely needs to be heard. I didn't tell her who I was. I didn't tell her what I do. I didn't tell her anything about me. But I was like, if that's what it is, like, pants check, you suckers, pants. I'm wearing pants. But if that's what it is, I want to get it on. If people are actually dying because of this, well, Americans need to know that. Whether or not I agree with whether or not people being laid off, if it's gone to that extreme where people are dying because they can't get health care because we have taken this DEI hire thing too far, well, dang, we need to know about that, right? You would want to know about that. I would hope so. That's why we build this community. Turns out nobody's died over it. She just went stone cold, like nothing, straight face. Then she starts talking about those illegals. And she starts telling me that they're not the ones committing violent crimes. They're not the ones doing these things. And I go, yes, they are. And she's like, well, they're not that big of an issue here in the United States. And I said, when was the last time you woke up and went to a gas station at 6 a.m. here in the United States of America? When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you woke up at 6 a.m.? We live in Texas. When was the last time you woke up at 6 a.m. and went to a gas station? Because if you do that, what you're going to discover is that there is a ton of them here. And those ones that are at the gas station, they're the ones working their butts off. I got that. And she's like, yeah, but they're not out there killing people and doing this. I was like, I beg to differ. I was like, because before I do what I do now, I was a law enforcement officer. I have grounded out 5 illegals at one point in time after they stole a vehicle, after they were driving drunk, after they flipped it off the side of the road, rolled it down into a parking lot, started running away. And I end up catching these guys. I pulled my guns on more illegals than I have anybody else. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating because she's sitting there trying to tell me it's not happening. And I'm like, what's your experience? When was the last time you worked the streets? When was the last time you did these things, lady? And she got upset that I shut her down like that. She didn't even have to pay her tab. She just got up and walked out the bar. I was like, thank God. The bartender comes back and he's like, dude. He's like, that. He's like, I'm sorry that she just annoys people and is what it is. But that's the problem with this country, right? Is that you can't have those discussions. No, she doesn't work the streets. Anyways, DEI hires, in my opinion, yeah, not too big of a deal. But I am definitely tired when it comes down to the misinformation, and we want to make sure that we're combating it. So much and so, if you guys didn't know, I went over and I put up on my X account this morning this video. And with it, let me show you guys this. With it, I actually called out Candace Owens. I've had enough of you guys reach out to me and ask me to get on Candace Owens' butt. And I'm trying to give her a shot. I said, Candace, I believe your heart is in the right place. Told her who I am. I said, your views on Israel and the intel community are just wrong. If you'd like to have an honest and informed discussion on these matters, please reach out. And I said that because I watched this video. Yeah, oh yeah, no, she's bad. And she does some pretty anti-Semitic stuff sometimes, right? But like, I do think that she just doesn't know
any better. Why do you think there's such a strong relationship between the
two? And then when we bring up the fact that she's having this discussion with Theo Von, a freaking comedian. So you have two people that, in my opinion, have no background to be speaking on this matter whatsoever that are having a discussion, talking to millions and millions of people, because originally I didn't want to talk to her. Now I do. And I'm okay talking to her offline. But before I go and I take her videos, before I go and I take her clips, and before I go and just embarrass the living hell out of her, I'm giving her a shot. And I'm giving her a shot because I saw this video. Listen.
Two countries then.
Blackmail. I think blackmail. And I think this is the reason why we don't get to open the Epstein files. We don't get to open the JFK files. And I think it's a form of gaslighting us to pretend that our special friend and ally isn't just a person. I mean, and by the way, parking aside America, other countries too. You investigate anything. I mean, I'm investigating Brigitte Macron, and Israeli blackmail comes up in Morocco. Israeli blackmail comes up in, so to pretend that we don't know that Israel is involved in blackmail operations is.
So she's investigating Macron, and Israeli blackmail comes up. Okay, great. How much U.S. blackmail can I find? And she doesn't state what the sources are for all of these blackmail things coming up, because I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but the mainstream media doesn't exactly get a lot of things right. Because what they do is they take one article and they'll go all the way back and forth. You know, like, it's the New York Times says this, so everybody ends up saying it. They do the exact same thing that I did this morning when I quoted the New York Times. Tiller says she doesn't work the streets, but Matt does. I don't work the streets, man. I don't work the streets. I mean, I do work the streets with the camera sometimes, and I'm going to get to doing more of that.
is foolish. And again,
I think
it's
all countries are probably involved in them.
They're all, and I think that they have been like the, they have gotten it down to a science. And there's no question in my mind that like sexual blackmail is what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. And I don't know if that means these, you know, people don't know when they go to these parties,
the
girls are underage, and then it's like, haha, we've got you on tape, whatever it is. And we can even, taking a look at the Diddy case, you know, blackmail, these little black, these blackmail, powerful blackmail operations are definitely operating. And
that's actual blackmail,
yeah,
too.
It's true blackmail. I mean, if you have hidden cameras and you're capturing people doing drugs and sleeping with underage people. So I think it's, these are blackmail operations. And I think they've been going on for decades in America.
Speaking about Epstein.
And this is where it starts to go crazy. So, yeah, when we talk about, I think this is, she didn't talk about Diddy yet. Wait for it. And they're about to bring up Epstein. She's about to tie it, I believe, to Mossad, if I remember
right. How do you know he's not just a Jewish guy who was doing, who was being perverted or whatever, and that he was doing business? Like, there's no real connection that he works for Israel, though.
Well, he had passports. Yeah, so, and then it's also his ties to Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell. The whole Mossad attended his funeral. He died in very weird.
Okay, so he has passports. Great. Lots of people have them. And if you want to talk about falsified passports, anything of that nature, that's fine. And she's about to get into it, and she's about to say that, well, you can't get those things without access to the intel community. Bull crap. Bull crap. When you are running a child sex trafficking ring, when you're out there doing those things and rubbing shoulders with those people, particularly like, you know, the elite people that we know of, right, that are involved on that, they have connections as well, lady. But that doesn't fit her agenda, so she just immediately goes, well, it must have been Mossad. No, it wasn't Mossad. I can't seem to get my hat on straight right now. It's bothering me. No, it wasn't necessarily Mossad.
Weird circumstances. I don't think even people who are pro-Zionist would deny that he was obviously Israeli-American intelligence.
I deny that because there's zero evidence that states that whatsoever. And she cannot think that whatsoever. I am pro-Zionist for a reason. Israel has a right to defend itself and it has a right to exist. The United Nations said so back in 1948. She, however, just made a random connection out of nowhere. And this is why I want to have a discussion, because she cannot sit there and continue to do this over and over and over.
And he had weird passports. I mean, he had like a Saudi Arabian passport, an Israeli passport, an American passport.
Oh, he's perving then.
And yeah, and under different names,
the
by the way.
Circuit,
he had working
homie.
Passports. Of course.
Under different names, working passports. Got it. That's what money does. That is exactly what money does. The reason Hamas is able to get weapons into Gaza is because of money. When their net worth of the leadership is worth over $10 billion, they're able to do things like that. That's how they're able to travel. That's how they're able to do things. Money talks. How do you think that they're able to get those weapons and everything else put into the aid shipments that have been going into Gaza? How do you think they're able to sneak past for years past the Egyptian military that was locking down the freaking Rafah border crossing, allegedly, with all of those tunnels and everything else? Because they're all being paid off. They're all being bought for. That's how it's done. Money talks. I've seen it firsthand.
Different countries with different names. You can't just get that. You know what I mean? You can't just get these passports without being connected to the intelligence services. And it
also, false statement, you can get those passports without being connected to the intelligence services. How do you think the cartels do everything that they do? Money talks. John Wilson Conan, he says, random news out of South Dakota. A missing child was found in Detroit, Michigan earlier this week after going missing from Sioux Falls, South Dakota on February 28th. And the woman in connection to the kidnapping has been arrested. Praise God. Dude, that's amazing news, actually. I freaking love that. That's awesome. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Dave says, do you think fentanyl is actually coming from Canada, or is this a legal way to impose tariffs as a ploy to cripple our economy and annex us? No, Dave, I don't think it's a way to cripple your economy or annex. Yes, I do know that fentanyl is pouring across your border. The other thing that's really important to note is that when you look at the foreign terror watch list and the amount of like foreign terrorists or suspected foreign terrorists that the U.S. has arrested coming across, also come across the U.S.-Canadian border. There's a reason that they're doing it that way. It's because there's so much stuff, all right, taking place down on our southern border that they're smart. And they know that the U.S.-Canadian border is a little more weak. And when you go back and forth and you look at the numbers over the years, you're going to start seeing a swing of those FTOs coming across the northern border. It's really interesting.
It was never made clear why he was so rich. So who was giving him all that money? Was this like black ops, our tax dollars going to give him this illusion of wealth and power so that he would party with all of these billionaires? And yes, you're right. Blackmail operations happen all across the world. I think America, in terms of just how America has been seized, that's the only explanation for how Israel's able to expand with such a small population. And like, you know, somebody has to be fighting their wars. Somebody has to be funding them. We're funding them. So
that's one of the dumbest things she's ever said. And again, this goes back to, look, I voted for Trump. I did. I voted for Trump because what's taking place in the Middle East, I view as the greatest national security threat currently to the United States of America. Well, at the time that I voted, it was. I'll put it that way. At the time that I voted, I felt that that was the largest national security threat to America. And I know that Trump understands the Middle East and he knows how to deal with it. He knows these people. I've seen it firsthand, right? So when she says that that's how Israel was able to get it done, she is absolutely out of her freaking gourd. Other people funding, other people fighting the wars for them, so on and so forth. That's not how it happens. Superior tactics and weaponry and the correct politics allow you to win wars. And just like J.D. Vance tried saying the other night, that you're running low on people, great. If Ukraine would lower its freaking age all the way down to 18 and start conscripting the 18 plus in there, dude, we're good to hook. If you open up funding for Ukraine through those mineral deals and those mineral rights, Ukraine would be good to hook. If the U.S. openly supported Ukraine in the way that they should be, Russia would be done. It's about superior tactics on the battlefield and having the appropriate weaponry for what it is that you're up against. Israel has the appropriate weaponry. Also, the money that the U.S. gives to Israel when it comes to weapons, all right, and all of those things, all of that money we give to them, they have to spend it on U.S. weapons. So that money goes directly back into the U.S. economy. We're essentially giving them a discount through U.S. taxpayer dollars that goes back into the U.S. economy. And then Israel buys a greater amount. It's the same thing when you guys click on an affiliate link that I have over here at the channel and you guys get a discount. You're putting money back into the community, essentially, right? Actually, what it does, I'm not getting cuts of anything, just FYI. I don't take cuts of that stuff. It's just so that they know I'm doing it for them. It's a flat rate, just to be clear, when I put an ad out there, right? But that's how that works.
Oh, I think we've just become like the piggy bank to them.
But what do we? But if that's the case, what is the cross relationship? Because yeah, I mean, I think the Middle East is historically a place that's not super chill, you know. So that's probably what a lot of people would say is like, oh, well, you need an ally there, right?
Which is so stupid. I hate when people just say stuff. Like one of my things that I always
mean, it's a strong theory though.
But it's not. It's just people just say things that are said all the time. Why the?
So here she is saying things that have been fed to her. And that's why I'm like, I want to give this person an honest conversation. Because right now, Gaza is like the mecca of terrorism. If you don't believe me, go look at any U.S. campus. Because terrorism is not a battle for physical terrain. It's a battle for human terrain. All right. So it's not about physical terrain. It is about human terrain. Whether you believe it or not, whether you want it or not, which is going to lead into our next segment here. This is a religious war, whether you like it or not, whether Israel views it that way, whether the United States of America views it that way. What's taking place in the Middle East is 100% a religious war, not because we made it that way, but because Hamas made it that way, not because we made it that way or Israel made it that way, but because Iran made it that way, because Hezbollah made it that way, because the Houthis made it that way, because al-Jolani made it that way. Jolani's goal was to overthrow the Assad regime and establish a Sunni Islamic caliphate. Another individual wanted to do the same thing. His name was al-Baghdadi, and he established ISIS. And when you allow that ideology to exist and go, well, as the saying goes, evil is going to exist when good men stand by and do nothing. Evil will happen. And evil is happening because good men have stood by and done nothing about it. And I'm tired of it. And this is an example of good men standing by and doing nothing about it, where you have somebody that is extremely misinformed on how that works and what the heck it is we're fighting over and thinks that for some reason, in some way, we do not need Israel over there. We do. As Americans, as the United States of America, we need Israel. As Americans, as the United States of America, we need Ukraine. It is something that's very larger than she has the comprehension to understand, or she hasn't been given the proper education on it. So I made her an offer. I will give her the proper education. Now, after that, if she does or doesn't take me up on that offer, I have no idea how long I want to give her on it, but she is more than welcome to reach out and we will have those discussions. It's fine. We can. We will have those discussions. And if she wants to have an actual honest and open discussion, I will have that discussion with her. And after that, after she's presented with proper information, at that point, and she doesn't come out with it, I will 100% start going in on her. Sandboy comes in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, brother. Really, really do. I know I saw a couple other things come through. Let me jump back in here and give some praise back to you guys. All right. Sandboy came in, gifting out 20 more. Tiller gifts out freaking one. Wayne Quigley sent me a message on IG. Thank you, Wayne. I'll get after that. Sandboy gifting out the 10. You guys are just blessed in the chat today with Speak the Truth memberships. And this isn't even a popular stream today, which is wild. And I love you guys for that. And I hope all we have is just green names stacked in the chat. That's the community. If you have a freaking, you know, gray name in the chat, please hit the subscribe button, you guys. You're not going to miss out. Now, let's talk about this gentleman for a sec. This is Russia letting us know that if any allied troops of Ukraine step foot inside of Ukraine, it's basically going to be World War III.
За подобного рода действиями это будет означать, еще раз хочу сказать, уже не якобы гибридное, а уже прямое вовлечение, официальное вовлечение, нескрываемое вовлечение стран НАТО в войну против России. За...
It is one of the most ridiculous things to actually understand. If European troops enter Ukraine, this won't be a proxy war anymore. It'll be NATO fighting Russia directly. And this goes back into the fear-mongering. And this fear-mongering has led the United States of America. You guys have bought into the freaking misinformation. You guys have bought into the Russian propaganda. You bought into everything. That's what you did. You bought into Russian propaganda. I hate to say it, but you did, if you believe that. They also try to say the same thing about if Ukraine invades Russia, if Ukraine goes on Russian territory, that it's going to, like, nuclear war, they're going to be capable of doing it. Putin came out last year and said that crap. Meanwhile, Ukraine had already done it several times, and Ukraine still currently holds plenty of ground over inside of Russia. And they can't do anything about it. And yet their propaganda will sit there and they'll push and they'll be like, no, we're beating the hell out of them. We're beating the hell out of them. We're beating the hell out of them. And then Russian soldiers walk around and like wash their teeth out with 7.62 because they can't deal with it. North Koreans got slaughtered. Imagine that. These people don't know what they don't know. This, though, is a thing. Trump plans to revoke legal status of Ukrainians who fled to the U.S., says the sources. Ukraine's been calling to get those people back for a long time. All of the military-age men that didn't have the cojones to stand up and fight for their country that, like, took off and they fled to Europe and everywhere else, yeah, those people should be freaking deported. They should go back. They should fight for their country. Because we have men like Ethan who went over there and fought for a country that wasn't his because it was the right thing to do, in his opinion and in my opinion. And yet, we're going to allow these people to sit here while Americans are giving their lives? No, sir. No, you get your butt over there and you do what your country tells you at this point in time because your country needs you. I agree with that decision. Benjamin Branson coming in. He says, we can have those discussions here. This channel is beautiful and I appreciate every one of you. This doesn't exist unless we are all willing to put ourselves and our statements under scrutiny. Thank you, true supporters. Dude, nailed it. Conehead became a true supporter today. Appreciate you, Conehead. And you know why I like Conehead? Because he made a comment the other day and I called him out like on a live session. That sucker just became a true supporter. That's how awesome this channel is. That's why I love you guys. I remember specifically calling Conehead out in a comment and Conehead just became a freaking true supporter. You're not going to agree with 100% of the things that I have to say, but I'm going to throw things out there for you that ought to open up your dang eyeballs. Seriously. Seriously. Here's Marco Rubio.
know how long we've been waiting for a long time in this country to have the kind of leadership with that kind of clarity. People don't realize the president meets with these people. He hears their stories. He's outraged, and rightfully so. He's tired of watching these videos every weekend where hostages that are emaciated are released and bodies are turned over. And sometimes it's the wrong bodies, and this five here and three there, and these games that are being played. And he's lost his patience with it. He's been very clear about this from the beginning. He's created space and time for this to be solved. And now it's time for seeing it come to an end. It's enough of this already. These people have been in captivity now for over a year and a half. These are monsters. It needs to stop. And you know, I wish there were more international pressure along the same lines here. But I'm glad he's putting those statements out. I think he doesn't say these things and not mean it, as folks are finding out around the world. If he says he's going to do something, yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it. And so they better take that seriously. You know how long we've been waiting for a long time in this country to have the kind of leadership with that kind of clarity. People don't realize the pressure.
Sorry, I got a message that I was reading. I didn't realize it looped over. Look, Marco Rubio's Catholic. If any of you guys are wondering what is that on his forehead, it was Ash Wednesday. It's a Catholic deal, okay? Trump absolutely, whether you like it or not, knows the right and wrong answer over inside of Israel. He does. He knows the right or wrong answer over in the Middle East. And despite people like Candace Owens, who tries to sit there and gaslight you with facts that she, well, gaslighting implies that she actually knows what she's doing. She doesn't. And that's why I want to give her an honest chance. Kevin O'Toole becoming a true supporter. Good to have you on board, friend. Trump knows what the heck is going on over there. He's extremely misinformed on Ukraine, unfortunately. But there's some other stuff that he's doing behind the scenes that I'm going to tell you guys about, which absolutely do affect Russia. And we're going to have those talks here in a little bit. It is a proxy war. It is a war of attrition right now on the front line, but logistics drive the war. And right now, Trump and his administration are going after their logistical support. He's supporting Ukraine, whether you guys see it or not. And I'll explain to you how he's doing that in a little bit, because China, Russia, Iran, they're all direct threats to the United States of America, and they're also direct threats to Ukraine. And in order for us to support other countries, we got to have our national security interests aligned. And right now, our national security interests are aligned. And for all of you people that want to sit here and say that the U.S. and like Ukraine's corrupt, maybe you're not paying attention to what's happening over with Doge right now. Maybe I need to start playing more Doge clips to show you guys how corrupt the United States of America is. So before we start throwing stones in a glass house, maybe we ought to take a look inward and understand what it is, because what we're doing is we're allowing the enemy's propaganda, the people that want to destabilize the U.S. dollar. They want to collapse the U.S. dollar. Russia, China, everyone else is looking to collapse the U.S. dollar, because the moment that goes down, we're done. Russia knows it can't take us on face to face. We're going to go over this here next week. You guys are going to love it. Adam Henry says most of Europe have started to doubt the reliability of the U.S. as a partner. It was all over the news here after last Friday. Do you think this isolationism will be beneficiary for the U.S. in the long run? Good question. Yeah, I do. I do. And not just for the U.S., but also for the EU. And if you look at what's taking place over the EU right now, how many people, like, we've had true supporters come in, like bringing them up on the Discord, is like within the last several months, and they're afraid to speak about what they feel, because they're worried about being arrested. They're afraid to talk about what the police and the law enforcement officers are doing because they're scared of being arrested. Now, that's uncalled for. That's unsat. Like, in no good society should I be afraid to come on, grab a mic, and tell the truth, right? Further, you know, Trump also, during his first presidency, was talking about withdrawing from NATO. And I do believe that he was kind of just and correct in doing that, because had he not done that back then, NATO wouldn't be the force that it is today before Russia invaded Ukraine. And NATO, in my opinion, and the strong support that NATO has showed Ukraine, is kind of what's like pushed them up over to the border. And the EU does need to pull its head out of its butt. When we look at what's taking place in Germany, when we look at what's taking place over in the UK, and then you look at countries like Poland, who's actually got their crap together, and you ask yourself, why is it that some of these countries are collapsing, some of them are doing a little bit better, and it's all due down to policy? People might not like the message, the way that it's delivered, But the message is the same. You hate the delivery all you want, like me. I hate the delivery. I think it's stupid. But the message is correct most of the time. And that's what I want you to pay attention to. I want you to pay attention to the message. And truthfully, at the end of the day, you know, in the military, let's put it this way. In the military, when we're planning out an operation, we have what's called the commander's intent. And the commander's intent is at the end of the day, if push comes to shove, it's repeated twice in the operations order, and you are supposed to memorize that sucker. And the reason that's stated that way, Rangers, where are you at? The reason it's stated that way is because no plan survives first contact. Not a single plan will ever survive first contact. And what the commander's intent is, the commander's intent is a nutshell, is at the end of the day, as long as we accomplish X, Y, and Z, we're successful. I don't care how it's done. I don't care what you do. Abide by the law. Don't commit war crimes. Get this done, because no plan survives first contact. And that's essentially what you guys should be looking for, is what is the commander-in-chief's intent here? The commander-in-chief's intent right now is to make sure that people stop dying, but he also knows that the U.S. dollar is under attack. He also knows that Russia is bad. He also knows that Iran's bad. He also knows that China is bad. He also knows that radical Islam is bad. He's aware of all of these things, regardless of the propaganda that you've been fed. And he doesn't want to see those succeed. I don't really care how he accomplishes it. I just want him to accomplish it. And as long as I see positive direction moving forward in those things, I'm cool with it. But what ends up happening is you guys get caught up in the message, you get caught up in the delivery, and you're missing the overall picture. True statement? True statement. That's what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm trying to build critical thinkers on this channel. And I will do a much better job getting that information out to you guys, like as it comes up, as I can go. Okay. Like I want you guys to know that. Fred says, back to being a paying member. I like the idea of Doge, but not Elon Musk being in charge. He's a not number one con man. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. But again, let's look at the results. I am kind of with you. He's also really accomplished. The issue I have with Elon is where he starts coming in, and we're kind of like spinning off topic, and that's okay. We'll get back to where we belong. But my issue with Elon is that he's like sticking his nose in stuff that he shouldn't. When he starts talking politics, when he starts talking about warfare, when he starts talking about all of these things, good job providing Starlink, bud. But that's where your decision point needs to stop. You should not be going on speaking about these things the same way I wrote on JD Vance. And I've lost well over 1,000 subs now since I did that. And it's hilarious to me that people don't know what this channel is about. Like, I'm about to make a video just to say that. Like, you will be pissed off at some point in time. If you watch us often enough, you're going to be freaking upset. Evil Rick says, possible active shooter at Naval Base in Florida. Wow. Thank you, Evil Rick. We're going to get to that in a second. Anybody seeing this large response incident at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida on X? We'll take a look here in a minute. We will. I want to get, because that's pressing and that's coming out. If it's a thing, I'm going to close the stream out and I'm going to open up another one, okay? I want to make sure that we get this out here first, because this is what it's all about. Trump put out some pretty hard statements yesterday. And I know it's going to take a minute, by the way, if that's just breaking the way this works when you see those things, if that's just breaking, sometimes it takes a minute. So I'm giving it a second so that we can go. All right. Well, if we got to close this one out and open up one for the active shooter, that's what we'll do. But I want you to take a look at this video that I'm about to put up on the screen here. Take a look at this sucker. Listen to what Trump's saying and look at the images down below.
When you live in a society where the firefighters are the heroes, little kids want to be firefighters. When you live in a society where athletes and movie stars are the heroes, little kids want to be athletes and movie stars. In Palestinian society, the heroes are those who murder Jews. We can't let this continue. We can't let this happen any longer. You cannot achieve peace if terrorists are treated as martyrs. Glorifying terrorists is a tremendous barrier to peace. It is a horrible, horrible way to think. It's a barrier that can't be broken. That will end, and it'll end soon. Believe me. In Palestinian textbooks and mosques, you've got a culture of hatred that has been fermenting there for years. And if we want to achieve peace, they've got to go out and they've got to start this educational process. They have to end education of hatred. They have to end it, and now.
Tell me he's wrong. Tell me he's wrong. Tell me he's wrong with everything that he just said. Because he's not. At the end of the day, he's not. He is 100% correct in what he just stated. And when I told you that he understands the process, that's what I'm talking about. When it goes down to the battle of human terrain, that's what I'm talking about. He knows exactly what's happening there. He's not a fool, ladies and gentlemen. He knows what's going on, and that's why he's chosen the stance that he has. That's why he came out yesterday and basically told him, you're going to die if you do that. That's what he said. Release the hostages, or you're going to die. Palestinian people, don't harbor them. When was the last time you heard a president threaten the Palestinian people? Netanyahu hasn't even done it. Not that I'm aware of. When I tell you this guy gets it, he flipping gets it. That is the battle of human terrain. That's what I'm telling you about. When you take the youth, and you indoctrinate them to that level, it doesn't matter how many Hamas fighters you kill because the next generation is already on its way up. You are fighting a radical Islamic ideology. And unless you deal with that ideology, you are always going to have this issue. And if you do not address it, if you are not honest about it, the way he just was, it is going to continue to persist. Kharkiv is getting blasted. Look into it. Jeez, man. Okay.
For nearly 4,000
Let me get this up for you guys.
1,000 years, the land of Israel has been the homeland of the Jewish people. It's always been our home. It will always be our home. For nearly 4,000 years.
He's not wrong. And it's not going anywhere. There's archaeological evidence that says that. And yet they are going to continue to do that. Give me one sec because I just got a message about going on a large channel today for an interview. And it's on conflicts and it reaches a lot of people. And I want to make sure that we are reaching the appropriate people. So yeah. I'm going to take the time today before I fly out of town to be able to do that. And if you guys don't know, tomorrow you're not going to see my face. You're not going to see my face on Monday morning either because I am flying out to go hang out with my children this weekend. And then in addition to that, I'm also flying out LA so I can go pay Khan back and actually get his butt a beer and then hang out with Ethan's family on Sunday. I'll be returning back home on Monday. And from there, I will begin streaming again. So Monday night, you guys should be able to get a stream from me. I'm going to throw that information out there. Ladies and gentlemen, like there is a much more important thing at stake here than some of the little stuff. And the U.S. government gets it. Israel gets it. We all get it. U.S. today, recently, conducted a joint refueling operation with the Israeli Air Force. Check this out. This is baller. Now, why did we do this? Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think we did this? Why do you think we did this? Why do you think Israel put this out? Why do you think that happened? We did this so that we can send a message to Iran, not to Hamas. We and Trump, he put his message out to Hamas. He did. He explained to them where it's at. He put his message out to the Palestinian people, those lying people that are just spitting tequila on a daily basis that made their way into the Oscars for crying out loud. That's how bad it is. He's taking care of it. That's a warning, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. This is a warning. This is a warning. We are going to work together. Everything is not always what it appears on the surface. It's just, it's not. This is a warning to Iran. Trump understands the Middle East. I told you that. In order to deal with Hamas, in order to deal with Hezbollah, in order to deal with the terrorism that's taking place in the Middle East, you have to go after Iran. They are the ones that are funding everything in the Middle East. This right here is letting Iran know that we have Israel's back. And there's a huge push right now, because I don't know if you remember this or not, but Iran effed around, and they have not found out yet, when they decided to fire ballistic missiles at Israel. Again, the Houthis haven't exactly found out yet either. Wrap your head around this. This is how extreme this issue is. The first ballistic missile to be shot down exo-atmospherically was fired by a terrorist organization at Israel. The first one in history. The first ballistic missile in history shot down exo-atmospheric was fired by a terrorist organization at the State of Israel. It's a fact. We need to do a better job supporting Israel. That is a fact. We must do a better job supporting Israel. That is also a fact. And right now, we have a president of the United States of America that came out openly, and not just corrected the narrative, which hasn't been done this entire time, and that's a huge deal, but he also, on top of correcting the narrative, on top of saying, I'm not negotiating with your butt, you better release him or I'm going to kill you. I'm going to make sure Israel kills you. And if you're a Palestinian civilian and you're holding on to hostages, you're going to die too. And then he addresses the human terrain aspect of needing to make sure that the human terrain is taken care of. People don't want to talk about it, but it's true. You got to re-educate that entire population. You at least have to attempt. There's some that are going to be too far gone. There's some that when that happens, it's going to be reaffirming to them. But it needs taken care of. Look at this.
Welcome to Jenin, a city and terrorist stronghold in Judea and Samaria that is used as one of the main command and control center for terrorist attacks across Israel. Jenin is a hotspot for the most dangerous terrorist organizations such as Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Today, the city is a center within Judea and Samaria for these terrorist organizations to recruit new members and build their terrorist operations. Recently, the IDF has been carrying out an extensive intelligence-based counterterrorism operation in Jenin with the goal of dismantling terrorism. So far, our forces have eliminated 30 terrorists, apprehended more than 100 wanted individuals, and confiscated dozens of weapons. IDF troops have been operating in Jenin against terrorists fighting from inside the Jabaliyat and Hakis ibn al-Walid mosques. Our soldiers found a shooting range on the lower floor of the mosque, as well as a training area and shooting position adjacent to the mosque, revealing how terrorists in this city embed themselves into civilian areas at the risk of local civilians. The IDF is continuing to dismantle terrorist activity in Jenin and in other areas of Judea and Samaria, preventing the spread of further terrorist activity. We will continue operating wherever terrorism appears. Welcome to Jenin.
If you didn't know, the leader of the Al-Aqsa's Martyrs Brigade, excuse me, not the Al-Aqsa, the Qassam Brigade, Hamas's Qassam Brigade, the militant we of Hamas, was killed day before yesterday, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, over in Jenin. They went after him. And I tell you what, man, for people that think that there's not terrorism over there, that terrorism doesn't exist in that area, here's some photos, right? People that are going to tell you that Hamas doesn't exist over there, they're full of it. They're absolutely, completely, and totally full of it. 100%. They're full of it. Trying to tell you that that type of stuff doesn't exist over there. That there is no terrorists. There is no Hamas. They're full of it. Got a Shahada written on the side of a rifle. ACOG. Glock, mags, all of that stuff is designed to be used with terrorist tactics. And those are a direct threat to the Israeli people, not because Israel is oppressing them, because Israel, as far as Hamas is concerned, is the land of Palestine. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the like Muslim community views it that way, that Israel doesn't belong there, and they're pissed off about it, and they want to take it over, and they want to, they're willing to accomplish anything because they think it's their divine right in order to do so. It is one of the biggest lies that I've ever freaking seen in my life, that people are saying it's because of oppression when it's clearly in black and white, and yet people can't read the black and white. It's offensive that Americans are that dumb, that world leaders are that dumb, that world leaders can't even see that. And I've shown that before time and time again. It's heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to continue to do what I do. I want to say thank you to everybody. I see the people that have sent me messages and stuff. I'm going to have time over the next couple of days, hopefully, while I'm doing traveling and stuff like that. My intent is to be able to go into the messages and to be able to get back and start, you know, like getting back to you guys. Some of y'all have written back, and just off the top of my head, I know I saw Alleyway June in there this morning. I read your message. I'm going to respond. I just leave them kind of on like that unread portion so that I remember to go back and respond. I do my best to write all you guys back. Sky God coming in, gifting out another 20 Speak the Truth memberships. If you guys have donated before, I'm sorry. I had a Wi-Fi issue. I've got a hard line and I have Wi-Fi. My hard line's going into here. My Wi-Fi is going through a different server. I do all sorts of weird stuff to make sure that I stay safe. I will get back to you, I promise. If you guys have donated and I missed your super chat, if I missed something, I'm sorry. Tom Bone says, you missed my super chat. Pensacola NAS is on lockdown. I'm close by the base right now. I could hear it over the PA. I believe it. I've got to look into that. And in order to look into that, I've got to close this out because I think that's really important. And I want to say thank you to every single person that donated. I want to say thank you to everybody who has supported this channel. I want to say thank you to everybody that's got the word about what it is that we're doing over here. Because what we're doing is we're building a freaking group of critical independent thinkers that is okay with having discussions about things that we don't agree about. One of the best dudes on here became a friend of mine over the channel. I had a great debate with him the other day over random things, and we're going back and forth and we're arguing about it. And people are like, oh my God, Matt's going off on like one of his best supporters. No, we're just men. That's how men talk, and we're allowed to remain friends just because we have one disagreement. It's okay. If you disagree with somebody, that's okay. That means that you're a human being. If you agree 100% with what somebody else has to say, you are not thinking for yourself. You are not. I respect somebody that actually thinks for themselves. I respect somebody that's actually willing to do that. And to stand up and say, no, this is what I believe. Cool, I gotcha. That's what makes the world a better place. And listening and going back and forth and having that social discourse, that's a good thing. Stop listening to people that tell you it's bad because they're wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take off so I can look into Pensacola. I've got a couple other things I got to do. I appreciate every single one of you and everybody that's donated. You are not, I'm just telling you this right now. You, unless the family's approving stuff, you are not going to be getting pictures from me. All right. And all of those pictures that are going to be coming out, I am going to take the other people's and I'll send those out that way. Matt Borgeson says, I want to ask, as an American who doesn't support the current administration, why we support Israel in armed conflict. Yet, on the other hand, we essentially cut ties with Ukraine aid. If you're asking me to get inside Donald Trump's mind, brother, I can't. I do know he has access to more intelligence than I do. I do know some things that I can't publicly state on this channel. I got asked to go back and do some research, but there is things that actually exist that if you look hard enough, you will be able to find them. If you pull the thread, it will come undone. People will take those things and they will twist them and they'll throw them however they want. What you hear about versus what actually happens are two entirely different things, my friend. Two entirely different things. That's what I can say about that. All right. Like, the world is a weird place, and what you see on TV is politics. What you see on TV is how things are being done. Just because you see something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Just because the United States government doesn't come back and deny or says that we're doing X, Y, and Z doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And this is the issue that I have. And what I want you guys to pay attention to, which is why I want you to be critical thinkers, is to pay attention to the end result. I want you to pay attention to, like I said, the commander's intent. I want you to pay attention to what it is that we're actually goalposts that we're moving. Are we moving the goalpost forward or are we moving the goalpost backwards? And before we complain about the way things are being done, let's see how that goalpost actually gets moved. Is it going forward or backwards? Because if that goalpost starts moving forward, are you guys going to be able to come back and say, man, I was wrong? Because I am. If the goalpost starts going backwards, I can come back and say, man, I was wrong. And I hope you guys can do the same. Right now, time will tell. I don't have access to all of that intelligence, right? But I do know a thing or two. And that, Matt, is the best answer that I can give you on an open forum. And I hope that makes sense. And I hope you accept that. All right. I hope that I've been able to build trust with you guys to be able to say things like that, right? I hope I've built enough trust with you guys. And I know I have because you asked the question. You want to know what it is I have to say. I hope I have done that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go so I can look into that. All right. Peace.